Hey, Weird Family, it's the Morbid Makers, Jamie and
Krista.
We want to thank you for being patient with us, as one of us needed some time off.
Yep, that was me.
Self-care is important, though.
It is. Self-care is important. I wasn't feeling too hot, but we're back. And our story this week is about a killer clown. And no, it is not John Wayne Gacy. I wish I could say things today, but John Wayne Gacy is a crazy serial killer. We'll probably go over his story, too. But it's another interesting clown story.
This is on Florida native Sheila Keen Warren. This is the tale of a love triangle where jealousy turned into murder.
Yeah, a love triangle is never a good thing. Like, if a man's involved with somebody, you know about it, leave him alone. Yeah. But on May 26, 1990, Marlene Warren and her 21-year-old son, Joseph Arins, were at home. When the doorbell rang, Joseph staying in the living room while his mother answered the door. When she opened it, she was greeted by a clown. I'm talking like a red nose, orange wig, painted face, and smile clown. Like, definitely went full costume on this one. But the clown was holding two balloons and a floral arrangement in one hand, and a gun behind the back in the other. One of the balloons read, "You're the greatest." And Joseph heard his mother say, "How nice."
And the next thing you heard was two gunshots. Mm. Joseph ran from the room to the front door, where he found Marlene laying on the floor, bleeding profusely. He looked up and saw a clown walking calmly back to a white Chrysler LeBaron that was parked in the driveway before driving off. The car had no license plate on it.
Yeah, I don't know, but I feel if I saw somebody walking calmly back to a car after they shot my mother or anybody that I loved, I don't think, like, without thinking, I think I would just probably go and tackle them or something. Like, I don't even care if they had a gun or whatever. I just would go into that mode.
Yeah, same. And who knows what you'd really do in a stressful situation, because, I don't know, I keep a bat at the front door, so I'm going with the bat probably.
I can't say anything. We got some knives and some, I don't know, other things at our front door, too.
But Joseph stayed by his mother's side and called 911. She was taken to the hospital where she survived for 2 days before succumbing to the injuries.
Oh, man. I don't know. That's really sad to me because you think your mother's going to make it for 2 whole days. Yes. And then all of a sudden, it's just, man.
Sad.
But what's even crazier is that the police had lots of leads early on. The first one came only 2 hours after the shooting. An anonymous tip from a female caller informed the police, and I quote, "You might want to ask Michael Warren and Sheila Keen a few questions," end quote. Michael Warren was Marlene's husband. This call led police to do a little digging and found out that Michael was having an affair with Sheila. But he denied, and continues to deny, any involvement in Marlene's murder. Sounds suspicious.
Yes. But he also had an alibi at the time of the shooting. He was with friends on his way down to Calder Race Course in Miami Gardens. And Sheila says she was busy working as a repo lady for Michael's used car lot, Bargain Motors in West Palm Beach. Even though the two denied involvement, the police continued to look at both as suspects.
Luckily they did, because Marlene, before her death, found out about the affair and had planned on leaving her husband. She told her mother that she wanted to leave, but was afraid of the consequences as Michael's car lot and other properties were in her name. Girl, she shouldn't... all right, Krista. No judgment, but for real, she should have left a long time ago. Like, everything's in your name. But anyway, she also told her mom that if anything happens to me, Mike done it.
That's crazy.
Yep.
Crazy, crazy. So that's why you always trust your intuition.
Always, ladies, trust your intuition.
That gut, if it tells you.
It's totally right.
Yes. I've heard other stories like this where the person feels their significant other may commit a heinous crime. And they end up doing so. I wish more people would just get out of their horrible situations. You know, research shows that 1 in every 10 people who were murdered are murdered by an intimate partner, so luckily the cops kept the two lovers as suspects. They also have a lot of early leads that point to Sheila being the murderer.
Mm-hmm. The cops had clerks from the costume shop in West Palm Beach pick Sheila out of a photo lineup, saying she was the woman who bought the clown costume 2 days before the murder.
Yeah, and Publix employees report that 90 minutes before the shooting, a woman matching Sheila's description bought flowers and balloons that looked like the ones left at the scene by the killer. Mm. And the getaway car was a stolen car and one that was of Warren's employees drove Warren and King to pick up. They found orange wig fibers in the car and Sheila's apartment.
So why didn't they charge her back then? Like, to me, that's a little crazy. But prosecutors at the time believed that it was not enough evidence to file charges. And, you know, it was the early 90s, only 1990, so DNA wasn't really a thing. But luckily that has changed over the years. Since they didn't find the gun or the clown costume or any other evidence, they boxed everything up and it became a cold case.
It wasn't until 2014 when the sheriff's office received a $125,000 federal grant to reopen the investigation. So a task force that had members of the FBI and the state's attorney's office began re-interviewing witnesses.
That's so crazy. Who can remember all the details that many decades later? But this task force did learn that Sheila and Michael married in a Las Vegas ceremony a few years after Michael was released from prison. Surprise!
Yes.
Like, and he was already in prison.
Yeah.
Already in prison.
Mm-hmm.
So Michael was in jail for grand theft, odometer tampering, and racketeering. They also found hair fibers with the hair roots still attached in the LeBaron. And luckily for today's advancement in DNA, they were able to conclude the fiber was from Sheila's head.
She was arrested in 2017 in her home in Virginia.
And on top of this, the investigation brought the police to a man named John Moran Jr. John's father, John Moran Sr., worked with Michael at the time of Marlene's murder. Moran Sr.'s deathbed, he told his son that he knew where the gun and the second getaway car and where the second getaway car was. Now, this is the first time that we're really hearing about a second getaway mm-hmm. car, because the LeBaron was found pretty quickly.
Yes.
Well, apparently the LeBaron was ditched, and then the second getaway okay. car came into play. But I didn't know about that until I was reading. It's just crazy. And he told the police that shortly after Sheila's arrest, Michael called John Jr. to bribe him. Upon a search of Moran's phone records, there were over 200 hours of calls between him and somebody that had a burner phone during the time John said the calls were being made. Unfortunately, they were unable to unequivocally say it was Michael because it was a burner phone, but they were able to get the burner phone's records as well. And there were many calls to Sheila's lawyer by the same phone. So to me, it seems like Michael was making those calls, because who else would be calling Sheila's lawyer?
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
But there was enough to make the police believe that John Jr.'s information about the other car was serious. They traveled to the area of a canal that John said the car was dumped. They found a 1982 Audi in the spot where he said that his father dumped the car, and it was full of evidence. There were socks, blue and red pieces of cloth, a shoe sole, among other things. Though there were all of this was there were no clown costume or murder weapon found. Oh, and the detective ran the Audi through a database and found it was reported stolen in 1987.
Oh, man.
John said this was the wrong car, though, and they should dive again.
Though, how many people are dumping cars in this canal?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. It is Florida, but in one little area, that'd be crazy. I mean, the guy does say it's the wrong car, but he didn't give them the description of the car that they were supposed to look at. Plus, the car was stolen. I mean, and by looking at Michael's records, and me, could be the car.
Yeah. As of right now, Michael has still not been charged with his first wife's death in any capacity, but Sheila Keen Warren is still behind bars and her trial, which was originally set for January 2021, has been moved to April 9, 2021 due to coronavirus. She will be tried for first-degree murder in Palm Beach, Florida.
So what's crazy to me, though, is she was arrested in 2017. Mm-hmm. Why has it taken so long for her to get to trial? Mm-hmm. I get it, like, 2021, like, the coronavirus yeah. happened, blah, blah, so that's why it was pushed back. But there's so mm-hmm. many years in between. Yes.
As they say, you know, you have right to a speedy trial.
Yeah, that's not that's, speedy no. to me. Like, don't get me wrong, like, I totally think she did this, mm-hmm. and I do personally think Michael had a little hand in it, too.
Yeah.
Like, not just because of, like, the his friends saying stuff, but, I think he did help cover up a little bit. Like, mm-hmm. he might have not have known in the beginning, but, yeah. I mean, he married the woman. There's yeah. no way they're she's keeping all these secrets from him.
Yes, and this is a couple of days from now, so we have to follow this and
yes.
see what's going on and what happens.
And what happens afterwards, because yes. does Florida have the death penalty? I don't know. I think it does.
All the Florida cases I can think of in my head, everyone goes home. There was the mom with the little kid, didn't she?
Yep, she off? Ended up get off, yep.
The kid that shot... The man that shot the kid, is it Trayvon?
That, yeah, because that's a stand yeah. your, what is it, the stand, they have that mm-hmm. stand your ground
so
law.
Off, and then, I want to say there was another case where something happened and
they just got off because mm-hmm. that was big, I don't know, Florida's crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Very yeah. many people. I don't know. When I think of Florida, all I think about is, like, the Florida man things. You ever do that? Like, look up the date and type in Florida man and your mm-hmm. birthday, and it tells you what Florida man did during your birth. No. Like, different Florida man things. They're crazy okay. down there. A little crazy. Eating too many bath salts.
Yes. Mm-hmm. yeah. Also, anyone, I've never lived anything in Florida, so don't plan on living there. I may visit, possibly, but... Yeah,
I just came back from Florida last week, so I can't say nothing. Yeah, I went to school in Tampa for a little bit. But they are a little special.
Yes.
No offense to people in Florida. People say people from Louisiana are a little special, too. Yeah.
Florida's a one-of-a-kind state.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. But I just want to say thank you for listening to our tale.
Yes.
And don't forget to tune in next week to YouTube or Facebook to learn how to make our next awesome craft. And like, subscribe, comment, turn on your notifications, share. Yes. All those good fun things, you know, keep us building.
Yes.
But until next time, be relentless.
Be unstoppable.
Be the weird. Bye, guys.
Bye.